You tuning in with Dwayne, where we talk about everything and anything. So roll up, spark up, pour your drink, and let's get acquainted. Well, tonight I'm talking about challenges. And, you know, it'd be a lot of challenges going around. And I've talked about this before, like on my Facebook Live, but then I'm going to make this my main topic on my podcast tonight. I want to just talk about how, you know, it's so much stuff, like they be doing all this, these young people be doing these stupid challenges or whatever, but I want to take it back old school. I want to challenge parents, you know what I'm saying? I want to challenge parents into to letting your kids to just believe in yourself, believe in you. You know, we can, as parents today, we can make a difference. We can make a difference. And this is what we, you know, everybody talk about, it's time for change. It's time for change. 2018, let's make 2018 be the year of rebuilding. I mean, we've been through all for the past few years. We've been dealing with a lot of hurt and we've been dealing with a lot of pain. So we're going to take this year, you know, to rebuild ourselves, to rebuild our hearts, rebuild our relationships. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, my mama always told me when I was growing up, she would say, me and my brother, you know, rest in peace to Derrick LeRae Jones. He died back in some year, 2003. And my mama always told us, like, you know, as growing up, you know, we are all we got. And so all I'm saying is, like, you know, not just in America, just saying it just in everybody in general, we are all we got. You know what I'm saying? And what you got is really worth saving. You know, let's work on rebuilding instead of continuing to tear each other down. Let's not tear each other down. Let's rebuild. Let's have faith in each other. Let's love one another. You know, instead of hating each other, let's stop fighting against each other and start encouraging. You know, I mean, because at the end of the day, the government don't give two fucks about us. Nobody cares about us, the people around you. I mean, you know, there's people that's dying every day without saying how they really feel. There's people dying every day without being able to tell each other that you love them. And then, you know, and then when you go to the funeral and stuff, and then you the main person that's crying your heart out because you ain't got a chance to love them like you should, you know. But, you know, I'm going to take a pause. You know, so I'm going to stick a pin in there. And we'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back. Part two to what I was saying. So, like I was saying, we was talking about, you know, like I said, rebuilding. So, I mean, you know, like, you know, everybody's tired of, I mean, I don't know, like me, just personally, you know, and I ain't trying to put my business out there, but, you know, like me personally, you know, I've been tore down, and a lot of it, you know, and when you've been tore down as a person mentally, it's hard to even just love somebody. So it's like, you know, if you with somebody different or new or whatever, you know, it's not a thing about not forgetting about the past. And everybody, and this is one thing I don't get, you know. Everybody was telling you, well, you just need to get over and move on. You just need to get over and move on. You know, moving on is a step. You know, moving on is a big-ass step. So whoever out there that decides to listen to my radio, my station, this is what I got. Like I said, this is challenges, and I'm challenging you. It's not about just moving on. It's just making a step forward. Take baby steps forward. Let's do that. You know, and when you step taking steps forward on from your hurt and your pain, guess what? Guess what begins to happen? Not only that you change your life, you start changing your life. You'll be able to love your kids the way they need to be loved. You'll be able to love your mate the way they need to be loved. And once all that begins to happen, guess what? You're making a difference. You're making a difference in not even inside your life. You're making a difference in your home. And if you're making a difference in your home, you know, you giving your kids, your wife or your husband something to look forward to. I mean, you know, when you, and I mean, and lately it's like, You know, people that's in relationship, you know, it's sad that, you know, coming home is the last place that you want to go. It's like, you know, you'd rather be at work when you don't want to work. You'd rather be at work than to be at home because you're going through so much bullshit or so much shit that you're going on. Bills, you know, kids getting on your nerves. You know, just as some of everything, you know, you got all that on your mind. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, your only escape is work, especially if you a person that don't really do nothing. You know, your only options is work and home. You don't go out to the club, you know, because you feel like you outgrown the club. You don't have a lot of friends, so that means your friends are real small. Your circle is small, so when your circle been small, your friends are limited. So it's just like, so that's what I was saying. It's like now, it's like I said, this is the year to rebuild. It's a little year to change it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's not. I mean, like my daddy. He's a preacher, you know. And I won't call his name out, but he's a preacher. And you know, and one of his sermons back in the day when I was little, he always used to preach about you gotta let go and let God. So you gotta let go and let God, and you need to put your life on autopilot. And once you do that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like certain things will get to happen. You know what I'm saying? You know, you gotta cast your burdens on unto the Lord. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't trying to be just like all godly, but just for real. I mean, you gotta let some of that pressure go. And once you let some of that pressure go, it be e the stuff will become easier. You know what I'm saying? I mean, your life is not. It life is. They say, well, you know, I was like, yes, and this is my belief. You know, as they say, Jesus had it hard. You know what I'm saying? So that means that your life is not going to be hard. It is not going to be easy. It's going to be hard just as well. So, you know, so if you don't go through no tests, you know what I'm saying? How are you going to be the person that you are? So with that being said, it's like once you start taking some of that weight off of you, you know, as you start praying about it or whatever. A lot of things are starting to become to be easier. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because you don't have that pressure. You know what I'm saying? I mean, sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's okay to worry, but the Lord said, don't worry. You know what I'm saying? So all I'm just saying is like, man, you know, just start having faith in yourself, believing in yourself. And once you start believing in yourself, your family start believing in you. You know what I'm saying? Like Cat Williams said, you are your star player. You are, you know what I'm saying? You got to get in tune with yourself. Don't be afraid of being, don't do, I mean, like, you know, and I think the main thing is like people get in these relationships too, you know what I'm saying, because they're scared to be by themselves. You know what I'm saying? And, well, I'm running out of time on this, so we're gonna be back after these messages. You know what I'm saying? You know, check it out. So, back to what I was saying, welcome back. So back to what I was saying, you know, like I was saying, Cat Williams said, you know, you are your star player. You know, you gotta be in tune with yourself. And the more you get in tune with yourself, you know, the more you start have a your eyes will be open to certain things. You know what I'm saying? Because there's one thing about it's one thing about everything. You know what I'm saying? It's like this. When all the boys, with all, you know what I'm saying? When it all boils down, you know what I'm saying? When the lights go out, you still gotta live with yourself. And guess what? You're the only one that can make yourself happy. And you know what I'm saying? So you can't expect for somebody else to make you happy. You can't even expect your kids to make you happy. You know, your kids can, you know what I'm saying? Your kids is your heart and everything. So if you're not happy, guess what? Your kids is gonna be miserable. Your house is gonna be miserable. And as a man, you know, the Bible say, you know, you're the head of it. If you a man, you know, you are the head of your household, and everything under that is the body. Your wife is the body, your kids is the body, all is the body. So all I'm saying is that, like, look, you have to, once you get in tune with yourself and learn how to make yourself happy, all these changes start occurring. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And like I said, my main focus is your kids, because the kids is the next generation. Everything that you do, you know what I'm saying? Your kids right now, like if you got babies in the home right now, to like even with teenagers, you know what I'm saying? Because once they get teenagers, all the way up to teenagers, you know, their minds is already set. But when your kids is from preteens and you know what I'm saying, minors. You know, they're a sponge. They look at what everything that you do. You know what I'm saying? You control all of that. You control what they watch. You control, you know what I'm saying? And now everything is all basically Well, basically, social media and everything. You know, kids don't even know how to. I mean, and I'm a fault for that too because I got a son. He ain't even halfway potty trained yet, but he know how to get on YouTube. You know, he know how to get on that, but he don't even know how to wipe his own ass yet. You know, I'm just saying. You know, it's a little joke, but at the same time, it's like this. But as parents, not to say that we failing, we have failed as parents, but we done did some messed up stuff. And the messed up part of it is that we work so hard, like a lot of us, especially I'm an 80s baby and I grew up with it hard. If you 80s baby, everybody can relate without no lights, water and gas and stuff like that. You know, times was hard. You know what I'm saying? We didn't get everything we wanted, but we had love and compassion. Love and compassion went a long way. You know, and these kids today, they don't give a damn about love and compassion. All they want is material things. You know what I'm saying? You know, back in the day, like we was happy to get a pair of shoes. We were happy. We was just happy to get anything. You know what I'm saying? Like hell, we was happy to get just a piece of food, a piece of meat. You know what I'm saying? We didn't have shit growing up for real. You know what I'm saying? I mean, times was hard, but it wasn't as hard as it is now because things were cheaper. Food was cheaper. Food was good to eat. You know what I'm saying? Versus now, you can't even eat it. You know what I'm saying? Like we was now, it's better off going outside and growing your food. You know, and that's another subject that we're gonna talk about tomorrow. But tonight we're just talking about challenges. So tomorrow I'm gonna be talking about not just Illuminati. I'm a person that work at Taco Bell, so we're gonna get into talking about the Bell Illuminati, and you know, and that's you know what I'm saying. But I'm not gonna touch on that. But just saying like. You know, we work so hard to give our kids what we possibly didn't have, but we forget to continue to give our kids what we did have, and that's love and compassion. And these kids don't give two fucks about no love and compassion. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, as I look at it now, like, you know, back in the day, you know, it's crazy how times has changed. Like kids is so far gone off of material things. Like back in the day when you was younger, your mama, you used to get a pair of socks, you get mad. But these kids like the clothes. You know what I'm saying? You can buy them clothes, you can buy them shoes, you know what I'm saying? You can buy them Xboxes, PlayStations. They like that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like back in the day, man, all we needed was a bike, Atari, and a hug and kiss. You know what I'm saying? We grew up off of that. Like, shit, when you didn't have nothing, love and compassion was, you know what I'm saying, was it. But we're going to take a break right here. We're going to come back, and I'm going to get right back with you. So, I'm going to end this off with this. And this is, I'm going to end this off with this. So, this is my challenge for all you parents that's out there. When your kids wake up in the morning, or you husband and wife, when they wake up, give them a hug and a kiss and tell them they love them. When they come in the house, hug and kiss them and tell them that you love them. Tell them that, you know, and then another thing, let's try this. Let's start, go back, take it back old school. Pray. Pray with your family. I mean, I grew up off of that, and I will say that, you know, because I'm not perfect, you know. Everybody gets to listen to my, you know, to my podcast and everything, you know. I will let everybody know I'm not a perfect person because I'm learning just as well, you know. So I'm gonna take my own advice because I grew up in the church. I grew up in a real church. I mean, you know, I grew up in a church where, you know, the damn doorknob was about to fall off the door, and then we really did need, we had building funds. We had the building fund, tithes, offering, then you had the building fund because we really needed it. But I challenge every parents, mom and daddy, I challenge the family to pray in your home, pray together. Because a family that prays together will stay together. You know, let God in your home. You know, have your kids to really just, like I said, start believing in yourself. Let's get rid of her. So that way, by the end of the year, let's get rid of Santa Claus. Let's get rid of real the. Let's let them get the real meaning of Christmas, and then let the kids know that it's not about gifts. The real meaning of the holidays. You know what I'm saying? Because the real meaning of these holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? It's about family. And Valentine's is the most special day because it's about you and your mate. You know what I'm saying? Man, ain't about no side chick or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, I mean, you know, I ain't trying to even get... That's going to be a subject that we can talk about, too. Because, you know what I'm saying? Because once we get this growing, this is my first time doing a podcast. So, you know, I'm trying to get this going. Once we get this going, you know what I'm saying? We can become family. So, we can, when we become family, we can talk about everything. You know, I can get my call-ins and everything. But, you know, I mean... Like us guys, us women become, we make other women side chicks, and women that's with a, got a good man, but wants to be the side chick, like, you know what I'm saying, not thinking about, like, how, like, shit, like, you with a motherfucker that's going through hell and hot water, but like I said, I want to get touched deep, because it's real, so all I'm saying, you know, with all of that, it's like, you know, let's focus on the family. Let's rebuild each other. We don't tow each other down enough. You know what I'm saying? We don't expose each other enough. And we don't hurt each other enough to where, you know what I'm saying? Nobody, I feel like nobody in this world don't have nothing left to give. No energy, nothing to fight for. So, I got one, my challenge is to every family out there, every husband and wife, my challenge is to fight for what's in your home. Let's start coming back home and want to be at home with our family. That's my challenge. I'm even challenging myself because I'm there too. You know what I'm saying? So I'm challenging myself and I want everybody else to challenge. You know, I'm challenging everybody else. Y'all can call in, still off of this, have the way this works. You know what I'm saying? Give me your opinions. I have a YouTube channel. I subscribe to my YouTube channel. My name is Edward Jones. I got Facebook. Subscribe, you know what I'm saying? Add me on my Facebook. Dwayne Jones. Instagram, Dwayne Jones. All of that. And that's my challenge, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I love everybody, you know, let's do something different, you know, as been down and out, like, you know, the government don't understand, it's like, shit, we ain't never had shit, so shit, we good with some of the stuff we got, so if you got your family, you not locked up, you up, living and breathing, because people didn't make it in 2018, I love y'all have a great night, a blessed night.